Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Meet and greet time. I'm so dumb. I'm sorry, but I'm so dumb.
Are you?
Yeah.
An idiot?
Yeah, it's very possible. I just said, well, I'll tell you how it happened.
Well, yeah.
It's meet and greet time. We have Caroline on the phone. Biggie just told us she's been listening for 5 years, and she's an ESL teacher. I said, what's that, some kind of liberal thing? What's that? No. He says, no.
You going to put a lib through on the,
says, what are you doing? What
on the end of the show?
What is this?
ESL.
He says, no, it's English as a second language.
You are an idiot!
I like when I get to do that to you because you can't hide the look of disgust you have on your face when I have to tell you something that you don't know.
God.
Because both of you hold yourselves so superior to me that when I actually have to correct one of you on anything, like when Chris Dem has to have me email something.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I
said, ESL.
What do we have here?
We didn't do that in my day.
Some kind of newfangled liberal thing we're doing there? No, it's English as a second language.
You are an idiot!
No wonder BB Shea is our favorite show member. And he is.
Let's say hello to Caroline.
We are meeting Caroline for the first time. Caroline, it's terrific to meet you. I love the work you do.
Thank you so much. I can really tell.
Oh, yes. That's so wonderful. So, Biggie says, because of your job, I assume, you lived in Spain for a while. Is that right?
I did. I lived there for 5 years.
Did you?
English.
Did you love it?
I did. It was amazing. It was so great.
At what age were you when you went?
I was at 28, 29, so older.
No, I don't know. That's
and
great.
What did you do for a living? Do you teach there?
Yes. Well, before that, I had done some work in the States in marketing, and then moved abroad to study Spanish and to teach. So I taught English there for 5 years to adults and to students.
So now you kind of do the reverse here in the U.S.
Correct. Yeah. So a little bit different. So I'm in mostly elementary here, but. You know, still the same idea.
So are you fluent in both English and Spanish?
Yes, I am. Now I can confidently say that. I wouldn't for a few years, but yes,
That's pretty awesome.
That really is. And I'll bet you, now tell me if this is true, I've always heard, while living in Spain, I'm sure that's what made you so much better in Spanish, right?
Exactly, yes. Because I had studied it in school and college and then lost it all. And then going back over there, I was forced to use it and took classes and then made friends in Spanish.
Yeah, apparently you really pick it up. Do you dream in English or Spanish?
I don't really dream at all, so that has never been a thing for me.
Dumb question. Dumb question.
No, it's not. No. A lot of people do dream in their other language. I just don't dream.
Yep, I understand.
It sounds like something from that Colors of the Wind song we played earlier. From Pocahontas.
Do you dream in Spanish?
Do you dream in other languages?
I have a friend from, you know, Randolph County, North Carolina. We grew up the same, and his job took him to Italy. He lives in Milan and has now for 30 years. And he had been there for like 5 years and came back for holidays. And he said, I'm now so entrenched into Italy, I'm dreaming in Italian. He spoke fluent Italian. And I went, get out. Come on. You're same as me. You dream in Italian. He does.
You think you're better than me?
He does. He does.
Caroline, do you speak other languages too?
No, I don't. I wish that I did, and I would love to learn more, but right now it's just Spanish and English.
How different is Spanish from Spain versus someone from Mexico, Venezuela, Puerto Rico?
It's interesting. Because I talk with a lot of parents and my students here who are mostly from Mexico or South America, and they can understand me and I can understand them, but there's definitely words and phrases that I use that they don't use. Or when I talk with my students, sometimes they'll give me quizzical looks and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, how do you say this in Mexican Spanish?
Oh, really?
Interesting.
In your country.
Yeah. There are differences for
sure.
Yeah,
I mean, look at, you know, U.S. English, British English.
Mm-hmm. Or even like accents, even from the north to the south in the United States. Where did you live when you were in Spain? What city?
I lived in Madrid. I lived in Madrid the whole time.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I love Madrid.
I highly highly recommend it if you ever.
Yes.
If anyone else, if Chris Dim ever decides to go, I recommend it.
Absolutely.
The non Epcot version. Thank you, Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline, I don't have a real ID.
I don't. I don't have a passport or a real ID.
I'm landlocked. So.
That's right. You just don't even put it on your list. But.
No. But I can tell you that when I went to Epcot, Spain was one of my favorite in the whole circle there. Unbelievable.
I've had tapas.
Yeah. That's right. You've got the real experience.
That's right.
I've had dinner at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. This is wonderful. We're really seeing eye to eye. It's shocking to me that B.B. Shea is your favorite show member. Explain
how that happened.
Explain that to us.
Well, I think that he gets hated on a lot. And I disagree with him on some things, but we're about the same age. And I just think that he deserves a little credit because he comes in and does a great job. And he's funny. He's got some odd opinions, but I just feel like he needs a little bit of praise every now and then.
You're right.
You know, Caroline is always looking out for the outsider.
That's right. That's right. The English is a second language.
Yeah.
The B.B. Shays of the world. That's a very good point. You're delightful. Yeah. It really is a pleasure to talk to you. Have you seen his hot dog reviews? You should go on and look.
I've seen a few.
Yeah. They're nasty, but yeah. I can't look away. Yeah. You know, he's chomping on those things, and I just cannot look away.
Caroline, where'd you live growing up? Where's your family?
They're in Asheboro. That's where I am right now.
What? That's my town.
Yeah.
That's my town. Good Lord.
I'm a county girl, but my brother went to Asheboro City.
Oh, you're right. Your brother's a Blue Comet.
He is a Blue Comet, yes.
My God, how about that? This is a small world. What year did he graduate?
2011.
I'm a couple ahead of him. I'm a couple of years ahead. Do they have like a statue or a plaque or anything? I don't know. I don't want to say it, but maybe.
Is it still there?
Possibly. I haven't been recently, so I can't say for sure.
So did you go to what, Southwestern Randolph?
I did, yes.
Okay. Well, you're our rival, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
yeah, I know.
Boy, you've done well for yourself.
You have.
Teaching English as a second language and living in Spain and all that. Is there a man in your life?
There's not.
Okay. Well,
and we made it awkward.
How do you say awkward in Spanish?
Yeah.
Awkward. Muy awkward.
Yeah, muy awkward.
That's muy awkward.
That
should be the title of your autobiography. Muy awkward.
He's
a Chris Kelly story.
That's right. You're right. Wow, fantastic. And are you a baseball fan? We'd love to meet you later this season at the Grasshoppers game.
That would be so fun. I would love that. I interned with the Copperheads here a few years ago.
Now the Beekeepers. That's my team. That's my team. They're not called the Copperheads anymore, but I love that.
I think it's hilarious that both of you are from the same county, and one of you really spread your wings and flew, and one of you got one county over and went, this is good.
That's it. I'm done. That's right. Yeah, now, warning, if we do meet you at the baseball game, there'll be a woman I stalked from back in college there. And that'll be muy awkward as well. That's Diane.
Okay.
I was lurking around her.
Appalachian Diane.
Appalachian Diane. I was lurking around her because she is in her band uniform a lot. Her cheer
there
uniform. Well, wonderful to talk to you.
I also went to App.
Oh, you?
My
what?
Goodness.
Get out of here. We're like.
I did.
We're parallel lives.
Muy coincidental.
We are like the same person, Caroline and myself. This has been a real pleasure. Well,
it truly has.
It really has. You are fantastic. Oh,
what a delight.
Listening 5 years, how did you come across this program?
Well, I listened when I was younger with my dad and thought it was just a drag and it was always on. And then as I became an adult, I started to appreciate you guys a little bit more.
Well, that is really nice of you to say. Man, I have enjoyed this conversation. This is what meet and greet's all about, yeah. Caroline. We sure hope to meet you later in the baseball season.
Well, thank you. That would be so great.
And gracias para escuchar.
Igualmente, gracias.
Is that a dish? Can I order that? I'll have the muy escuchar.